My name is Lisa Kaplan.
My name is Matthew Duvall, and welcome to 8th Blackbird Week at Interlochen Public Radio.
This is day one, Monday.
Yay!
Everybody, that was Lisa and Matt from 8th Blackbird. They're members of that music group, and they are artists in residence at Interlochen Arts Academy. And artist in residence basically means that they're staying on campus, teaching workshops and collaborating with students. Now, this week, they're going to be talking about 13 Ways, which is a piece of music composed by their friend Thomas Albert, written specifically for 8th Blackbird. And they are really delightful, and they know a lot about music and poetry. So let's just hear what Matt and Lisa have to say.
We are going to, each day, listen to a different movement of a piece called 13 Ways by Thomas Albert. Do you want to tell them a little bit about this composer?
Sure. Thomas Albert is a friend of ours. He is the father of the violinist that we started playing with almost 20 years ago, and he's a composer. And 13 Ways by Thomas Albert is the first composition that was written just for the members of 8th Blackbird.
It's a very special piece to us, and we thought that we would start with Movement 1.
Movement 1. It's based on a poem by Wallace Stevens called 13 Ways of Looking at a Blackbird. So let's start with the first movement.
Yeah. And how about if you read the poem that goes along with this stanza?
Perfect. The first verse goes like this. Among 20 snowy mountains, the only moving thing was the eye of the blackbird.
Such a beautiful stanza, right?
It's one of my favorite.
Yeah, and you can kind of imagine these 20 mountains with snow on them.
Far, far away. You have to look far in your imagination, look far away in the distance, so you can see all 20 huge mountains.
Right.
Capped with snow.
And it's very still and quiet.
Silent.
And nothing is moving at all.
No wind, no other animals, no rabbits. No squirrels.
No beavers. Nothing.
It's quiet. But except for one thing, the blackbird. There's one blackbird, and you can just see his eye blinking.
Or just moving around.
Okay, he could be moving too.
But yes, blinking, moving.
There's snowy among 20 snowy mountains, the only moving thing was the eye of the blackbird.
So the way that Thomas Albert, the composer, has decided to show in the music what this poem means, is that he has taken 20 chords.
Right, and the chords are played by violin, cello, flute, clarinet, and piano. So five of the members in the ensemble.
They play the chords together, and there are 20 of them.
So you can count all 20 chords, and that's the 20 mountains.
It's exactly.
Very literal.
And so then, what instrument is playing the moving eye of the blackbird?
One of my favorite instruments. So five of the musicians are doing one thing all together. They're being the mountains. And then the percussionist, that's me, Matthew, all by myself, I'm playing the xylophone, which is a very fun instrument. And you can hear me all by myself blinking that eye of the blackbird, sort of blinking or moving his little head all by himself.
Yeah, and that's how that one goes.
Let's listen to it. Among 20 snowy mountains, the only moving thing was the eye of the blackbird.
Thank you.
Among 20 snowy mountains, the only moving thing was the eye of the blackbird. Did you hear the snowy mountains, the 20 chords? And there was Matthew's xylophone making the blinking of the blackbird, the blinking eye in the background. If you'd like to hear the kids commute again, you can hang out with Matt and Lisa at our website, classicalipr.org. And of course, catch us tomorrow morning at 7:40. Have a wonderful day today. We'll catch you here in this time tomorrow for the kids' commute. Hasta mañana.